have a joke for Ed. You hear about the moron, the Polack that came into the psychiatrist with a duck on his head? And the psychiatrist said, "What can I do for you, my son?" And the duck said, "Will you kind of get this Polack off my ass?" All right, that's all the jokes I got. I got a couple more, but they're awful dirty. Let's see, the next letter, K, is dated 22nd May. That must be Monday. And you tell me about how you're finally relaxing. Run out of gas, probably. That's a good idea. Every now and then, just shut the doors and shut the windows and shut everything and just relax. I do that every now and then. I hope I'm not mumbling too much. I'm getting a little tired here. It's my sixth side. Thanks to Ed. Thank you for fixing everything, old buddy. Kay really isn't as mechanical as she leads everybody to believe. She's, believe it or not, I did do a few things around that house. Not much, but some. I guess that guy's just going to go to hell another year. Why don't you call Dad and ask him to see if he can't put some tomatoes or something in there. Of course, then he'd have to come and tend them, so maybe he'd rather not. He wrote a letter and said he wishes I was home so he could tell me how to plant that garden. Say, just tell Bill to write, "Hello, I am fine, how are you, goodbye," huh? Something like that. Well, no, come think of it. Tell him not to write until he gets around to writing. I guess I don't want to hear that from him. I want to hear what he's got to say. You can tell him, though, intellectually, my attention span goes about 2 minutes. And then I'm off on another tangent up here at Pleiku. Down in Saigon, I was able to talk and converse like a real human being, but up here I'm ramming around too much. I've got about 15 things on my mind at one time, usually, and I get most of them done sort of half-assedly. Halfway, I'm sorry. I'd like to hear from Bill, though. I really would. Let me see, maybe I can one-arm it. No, I better turn it off. Hold on. The next card I got was that card saying hello and telling me about how you got the brooch. I'm glad you got it in time. I won't have Colleen's on time, as you'll probably find out. I'll get it in the mail as soon as I can, sweetie. It's just been a rat race since I've gotten back. Everyone just sort of stopped, I guess, while I was gone. I'm a little saddened by that. I thought other people would pick up the ball. Even Dick Miller had been sitting on his ass till I got back. He agreed to me. He said, "Well, finally we can get back to work." So, I don't know. I'm a little discouraged. But maybe they'll get the message. They got to initiate some of this themselves. And we've been ramming around all night. And I had to go to Colonel Holler's tonight and last night. And we're with Thatch Jones tonight. Discussed getting Goonie Bird for the Special Forces to bring a triple amputee down to Benoit and bring up a well, whatever it is, a well pump from Tansanute, and trying to organize the crossbows. I bought 30 of them, and holy hell, I've been ramming around all over this countryside taking care of sick people that have been currently sick. By the way, Poe's wife's ankle's almost healed up. Amazing. Was told by plastic surgeon Charlie Brown, "You can't do it without a graft." And by golly, if it didn't heal, my luck's phenomenal over here. Okay, where are we? Oh yeah, Don Johnson. I think it'd be a crime if he doesn't go as an OB doctor. He's an excellent OB doctor, and there's no damn reason in the world why they should draft him unless as an OB doctor. And by golly, if I hear that they're not using him as such, I'm gonna put in some words somewhere. Is he going to the Air Force? You never did say. He's going in the Air Force, they'll give him a square deal, but if they send him over here as a GP, boy, they're really missing the boat. And I think something should be said about it. He's one of the finest OB men I've ever worked with, and if you have a chance, you be sure and tell him that. And tell him that if he has trouble and he doesn't know any other way to do it, I'm sure I know enough people in the Air Force now that we can see if we can't straighten that mistake out. I never heard of Dirk Von Hoffen. I hope he's a good man. I hope he isn't the Von Hoffen I think he is. Well, we'll see. Sorry they can't take Lorne back. I don't understand the legal part of it. I'm also glad that you enjoyed yourself with Don and Pat. I don't know Pat very well, but I've gotten to know Don. I've gotten to like him very much. He's different than other people that we know quite well, but he's got a lot to offer, and he's very bright, and he does become very open given time. I think the service might be good for him, but it certainly will knock the hell out of his practice that he's worked very hard to build. Well, that's part of the citizenship and not burning your draft card, I guess. I really goofed up with Colleen, and Colleen, I'm very sorry. Things just got fouled up here. I never could get that until I got to Saigon, and I think you'll like it. I won't even tell you what it is. There are two things in the box, and when it comes, be sure and don't miss one of the items, okay? I am having a difficult time with just how involved to get with the Montagnard, sweetie. I still haven't made up my mind. I think I'll just sort of play it by ear. I got glimpses down in Saigon of some of the complicated things going on up here. I won't discuss them until I know what's what. But there's a lot of cloak and dagger work going on up here that if I get too involved with, then I think I'll lose my effectiveness, but I have to know some of it. There are some Americans up here that are playing both sides, and got quite involved with the Montagnards to the exclusion of the U.S. interests. I think this is a tragic mistake, and I think that they do the Montagnard a disservice. But more about that some other time. My AA is coming just so-so. I have the usual doctor's success with them, and they still have to come in voluntarily, and they rarely do here. Okay, sweetie, I think I've answered your letters pretty much. I'm running out of tape here. I'm going to have to either tape a letter directly to the Bonins, but not tonight. It's 3 o'clock now. It's about time I went to bed. I have to be up at 7. And the pace is beginning to get to me. Thank you very much for all your letters. By golly, that was a real pick-me-up. And be sure and thank Wheeze and Ed. Be sure and do that. I don't send them letters. I hardly ever talk to them, and I want them to know that I really appreciate everything they've done. And congratulations to Pat and Dick. Please say hello to your mother. I have just sort of left her out entirely. Weezer said she looks good, she feels good. I'm delighted. I hope her problems are pretty well solved for the time being. I hope she's not just faking it. I hope she's being seen by Dr. Ott, and everything's okay. Tell her I'll get a letter off to her, I promise, but good Lord, I don't really know. The hours go by, and it's 12 o'clock, 12:30, 1 o'clock before I even sit down to write to you. Matter of fact, I rammed around so much I didn't pick up your letters till 12 o'clock tonight. I see a whole pile of stuff here. I have about 20 letters need to be written, answered. Prominent among them are Dan Ivory, the Bonins, the Conlins, Mike Conlin, everybody. Tape's coming to an end. This is my sixth side. You must be just bored to tears hearing my voice. I love you very much, sweetie. You're doing a magnificent job. Kay Murray wrote and said that she's real proud of you and everyone. You're an inspiration to everybody, and you certainly are to me. Hello to all the kids. I'll be better about taping and writing pretty soon, I hope. I'll try to tape a tape just for the kids tomorrow or the next day. Thank you very much for describing them. Thank Weezer for describing them. That really helps. God bless you. Keep praying for me. I think everything's going to be just fine. Keep your chin up, sweetie. I love you. I'm going to sign off. I can see this thing just about ending now. It's raining again.